Yeah, welcome to Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy. We're broadcasting from the studios of SEN 1170 AM here in Sydney. And a big welcome for the first time this morning to listeners across Queensland tuning in through SENQ 693 AM in Brisbane, SEN 1620 AM on the Gold Coast, and the SEN Track Network across Atherton, Ingham, Darling Downs and Kingaroy. And welcome back to those of you who have been listening throughout the morning on SEN 1170 AM in Sydney and the SEN Track Network across the New South Wales Central Coast, the Illawarra, Griffith, and through 1323 AM in Canberra, Vossie.
Oh, we've had a lot of listeners from Canberra coming in this morning, which is fantastic. I mean, it's obviously their coach, so if you're a Raiders fan, Ricky Stewart's been in the news. Now, this is the Matty Johns and Cameron Smith Hour across the SEN network, and I dare say we have a few extra listeners tuning in this morning to hear Cameron and Brandy. Matty Johns is here thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Right now at Chemist Warehouse, get 35% off the Microgenics Vitamins range. Shop in store or online today. And Cameron Smith is here thanks to the Sporting Globe. Catch all the NRL action at the Sporting Globe. Your home of footy. You know I'm a smart ass, fellas, so this is my music to go into the segment today. Here we go. Yes, yeah, look, I'm going to keep the contestant, I'm going to keep the competitors in their corners. Matty Johns, I go to you first.
Morning, boys.
Brandy, no, keep your powder dry. I'm going to Matty. Oh, okay. We're going to build this up. You know what I mean? We've got him on the fishing line. Matty Johns, you are going to play the role of Kerry O'Brien today, who you've had a bit of history with at a Logies event some years back. Matty, are you right to be mediator today for this battle?
Vossie, let's get this underway. I cannot wait.
So Matty's got the popcorn. I have too. Now, I will preface this by saying I love these two blokes. Brandy Alexander, Cameron Smith, love them as players. Different eras, of course, as players. Respect their opinion like you wouldn't believe. Love, I could listen all day to these two blokes talking footy. They have had a spat of late. It's not directly toe-to-toe, but today it can be because they are face-to-face here on SEN. Now, a lot has followed, and Chairman Matt Tripp has thrown petrol on the fire over the weekend, and Brandy's fired back at that. But Cameron Smith, I go to the... What do I say? I suppose I go to the maroon... Do I go to the maroon corner? I call it the maroon corner?
Purple.
The purple corner. The purple corner. Yeah, that's right. We're representing Melbourne here. The purple corner, Cameron. Good morning. How you been?
Morning, Vossie. Morning, Brandy. Morning, Matty. How are we going?
Interesting week.
Cameron,
you're not playing along. You guys are not taking this seriously. Come on. Look, we've got a text here saying, yes. Rooster Man says, get them in the ring on the undercard for Gal's two fights. Smith v. Alexander. Jeez, main event would go off. Pain to see that. Now, Cameron.
Yes.
You stand by everything you have said to this point in response to what Greg Alexander has said, and he stands by everything he says. So we do have a little issue here.
No, there's no issue at all. Brandy had his opinion, and that there's nothing wrong with that. Everyone can have an opinion. That's what opinions are. Like, it's just their thoughts. It doesn't mean it's fact. I just thought that was a little bit unfair that, you know, to label one club that they were the team or the club responsible for introducing a tackle like the hip drop, because you got to remember that, like, the Melbourne Storm came into the competition in 1998, so you can't tell me that in 114 years of rugby league, well, prior to that, let's take 20 years off that, in 94 years of rugby league, that there's been no player has fallen into the back of another player's legs intentionally or not in that much time. That's all I'm saying. And I'm not... Brandy's, as I said, Vossie, Brandy's entitled to his opinion.
Cameron, can I ask you this?
It's hard to say that the Melbourne Storm invented a hip drop. I'll tell you who invented the hip drop. Whoever the person was that first labelled that tackle with a name. That's who invented it.
Andrew Johns said... At a function I was at Friday, Matty Johns was with him on stage with his brother.
Don't include my family, please.
Joey did say Friday, the next person who does a hip drop tackle should be suspended for 12 months. That's how strongly he is against that tackle. But can I the chairman of Melbourne did say yesterday that that we don't believe rugby league exists south of the border. I think that's a little childish, to be honest. I think we do, Cameron, acknowledge the fact and how good Melbourne have been. If you don't mind me saying, how good Melbourne have been for the competition. Surely you can't keep playing the card that Sydney centric. Don't acknowledge that Melbourne exists.
Well, I think. Well, it is, but I guess you know if you work and you're trying to represent rugby league down in Melbourne, the old card of you know the every year the wrestling story comes up this time of year, that gets a little bit old too, Vossie. So I can see sides of both sides of the border, but I think it's just sorry, Brandy, go on, mate.
No, I was going to say my comments were not. Through me timing them and thinking, you know, that I could influence anyone, the referees, abusing my position of power. I'm not a clickbait journalist looking for headlines.
No.
My comments were just on the back of the Patrick Carrigan tackle and me. And to be honest, I just thought it was common knowledge that a lot of people felt that the tackling techniques that have come out that we've seen in the game have come out of the Melbourne Storm. Now, rightly or wrongly, Melbourne have been ahead of the game in terms of the wrestle and the tackling techniques. There's, you know, if you go back through history, it's since I've been commentating virtually, Cam, you know, 2001, I started with Fox, I retired in 99. The wrestle has changed the game, and that's not good or bad. It's just a fact. And the tackling techniques that we have seen throughout those 20 years, I will stand by what I said last Friday, that those techniques have come out of Melbourne.
Okay.
I don't want to repeat myself. I've said what I said, and I said that last Friday. I said, look, respectfully, and I said the way Cam approached what he said was very respectful. I thought I did the same on Friday. I thought I didn't get hysterical. And I just said, well, this is what I think. I don't think, and now that we've said it again, I don't think there's any. Where for the chat to go.
The conversation,
I think we should move on and get on to whatever else happened over the weekend.
Yeah, that's right. I feel the same. Like Brandy, as I said, Brandy voiced his opinion and that's there's nothing wrong with that. And I disagree. And that's what I just said. I disagree with that. And that's where I think we should leave it. That's all it is, fellas.
Well, hang on. Let's go to Kerry O'Brien here. Kerry, have you got something probing that might just poke the bear here or something, Maddie? Well, Kerry.
Maddie's got nothing.
Was there any... Well, let me put it this way. In your career, Maddie, did wrestling exist? Did wrestling exist when you played, Maddie? Did you have a wrestling coach, ever?
We went one day to a gymnasium. There was some palooka there who was trying to teach us judo. And he held our attention for about 5 minutes. That was about it. It was... Look, there's no... Like, things have changed dramatically and... Regardless who's the best at it, is that everyone's doing, everyone's training their own form of wrestling. It's just these days. I said last week that, you know, in rugby union it's called the dark arts, the stuff that you don't see is paramount. And rugby league's very much like that now. You know, that the quicker the game gets, the higher the stakes are in the ruck. And that's just fact. It's the way it is. As far as hip drops, as far as cannonball tackles and things like that, I think there's two ways to get out of it. I think it's big suspensions if people are found guilty of it, but I also think the RLPA they've got a role in this because, you know, I look at the one that is clear evidence is the cannonball tackle. That I cannot believe that a professional would do it to a fellow pro and risk his career. And if I was running the RLPA, I'd be going around all the clubs and saying, if you do this to a fellow player, you're out of the union because you give me no position of power to sit opposite Peter Volandis and talk about player welfare.
All right, Matty, now we'll just go a running commentary of the Alexander v. Smith.
Sorry.
This is like when Pacquiao and Mayweather finally fought a non-event, barely a glove landed. Now, if it does get nasty, Matty, can you talk through the respective physical strengths of Alexander v. Smith? You know, where do you think it might be won or lost, Matty?
Look, I'd like to cross-examine for a second. Matt Tripp, when he said, I will leave it, I'll call it a draw. It was very good. I live around the corner from Brandy. I can't give the points to anyone because. Vossi, just please, how old's Edge today? Is he 61?
Edge is 61 today. Yes, he is. Well, you want to play the birthday game early. Listeners tuning in, and we play the birthday game and guess how old John Michael Howson is.
I think Cameron and Brandy handled that perfectly well in the fact that you don't have to agree and you don't need to reach resolution. Mm. Everyone's got their opinion. That's what I say to people. Everyone's entitled to their opinion. It's just that mine's always right.
Yeah. Hey, Vossie, you're a great historian of the game.
Yep.
Was the Melbourne Storm the first club to employ a wrestle coach?
You know what I think? The first drama. Oh, well, I'm going to say...
What, Vossie?
I'm going to say, do I know who employed one? Employed? I'd say yes. Look,
really?
I have followed the game... longer than Melbourne have been in existence. So
yes, that's what I'm saying.
The game I watched, and I've come through the era of elbows, late elbows, broken jaws, all of that. I remember the first drama being, was it the Dragons v Melbourne, and Dragons would dive at the Melbourne Storm players' feet. Remember that? Was that under Brian Smith? The Dragons would dive at the feet to get quick play the balls, not even be barely held.
The game started changing there. Yeah, I remember that period where players were diving to get a quick play the ball.
Yes.
They were throwing themselves on the ground.
Surrender.
Well, I think that was
the game. Surrender.
I think that was the year West Tigers won the premiership, 2005. Off the back of those
I thought maybe
those
even earlier.
Type of surrender tackles.
Earlier. Yeah, I think earlier, Cameron, personally. Well, let's go for the... by the way, Bulldog Jed's come on, says, come on, Brandon, Cam, handbags at 10 paces, someone called cattle dog or worse, a low-gutted dog. So there's some...
Let's not go there.
The listeners here are going in. Here they've got Brandy 1, Cam Neal, get rid of the wrestling coaches, Rooster Man, sorted out on the golf course, winner gets a boat free of charge, is another comment. So this
I've
is like
got one.
A little work. But when did a wrestling coach get employed? When did you can you remember the first time you did a wrestling session at a rugby league training?
Can I start with this? I don't want people to think I'm throwing anyone under the bus here, but I've seen an end of season, presentation, awards night, information sheet acknowledging all the staff of a certain club. And this is well before Melbourne Storm came into the competition in 1998. Mm. And it had under a description of the title of this person's occupation, it had wrestling coach. Now, I'm talking in the 90s. Mm. So the coaching of wrestling was well and truly in the game before Melbourne got in there. I just want people to acknowledge that. That's all.
Cameron, Melbourne was the best at it. Now, at the time,
enough.
You're not actually
fair
breaking
enough.
Rules. Not actually because we don't actually have specific rules. I mean, contrary conduct is so broad. You know, you can slip anything under contrary conduct. You're spitting throwing anything out there.
Yes.
So we didn't actually have rules. So we then had to, or the league became reactionary to what Melbourne were very good at, better than the others, Cameron. Can you concede that is how the game has gone?
Yes.
And I will tell you a story. When my son Matthew played under 11s rugby league, the coach, who was a really strict disciplinarian, we loved that because he kept the kids on their guard, a little bit of fear factor. Yep. He wanted to bring in a wrestling coach for under 11s because he wanted to play a
football.
And we said that's ridiculous. So the parents stood up and said, we don't want that for our under 11s. We don't want that.
That's ridiculous. That is ridiculous. I agree with you, Vossie. That is completely ridiculous. That junior
we'll bring
coaches
Kerry O'Brien back in.
Want to do that.
Matty Johns. You're just sitting back there now under your second box of popcorn. Where can we take this, Matty? You're a media performer. How can we get more out of these two?
I think we're done. Brandy and I have moved past it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How old is John Michael Howse? I've just nodded off.
Okay. All right. Now, boys.
Come on, Bossy, let's go, mate. Next subject.
Well, the biggest story of the weekend. Now, we are all fathers. There is some history there. Ricky Stewart, but it's an incident from a decade ago around Jamin Salmon. Matty Johns, your reaction to what happened post-game. Time and place. Obviously not the place, the post-match media conferences, to air that grievance. And now, as a result, there has to be consequences, don't there, Matty? There has to be action against Ricky Stewart.
Yeah, it'll just be exactly what it is. There'll be some action. There's no doubt about it. It's, you know, it's such a different one. You know, we're all fathers here, and I think sometimes what happened with Ricky, he's gone into the press conference, and obviously his fatherly instincts have overruled his coaching instincts and common sense. But that's what happens sometimes. It is really hard to be critical. Look, I could be critical. Like, okay, wrong place, wrong time. I get that. But to not know what is behind the bad blood. You know, I can sit on the surface and say, oh, my God, that's petty. You know, it was 12-year-old kids. But I just don't know what took place. It goes without saying, Ricky's, when he issued the statement, said, you know, there's nothing I can add to that. It was spot on. It was the wrong place, wrong time. He's apologised. But there will be sanctions, no doubt about it. It'll just be depending on whether it's fine or suspensions and whatever it is.
Well, I do think, I personally think there needs to be suspension. I think because it can't be allowed to happen. You know, as I said, I feel torn because I love Ricky Stewart. I'm spreading a lot of love today, but I love the passion. That's one of the reasons I love Ricky Stewart. Love watching it. I love talking footy with him, but this is crossing the line big time, isn't it, Cameron? This is a crossing of the line, so you can't just lump it in with referee criticism. It's something totally different.
Yeah, and when I first seen the comments, boys, I was really shocked, to be honest. And now I've been coached by Sticky, and I get along with Sticky great, and you know, I think there's been comments made by everyone that's worked alongside him and know Sticky, you know, and talk about they've talked about, you know, his passion and how he wears his heart on his sleeve for his team, and that's all great and well. But, I agree with you, Vossi. I think there's a line that's been crossed by Ricky in this situation. And like Matty, I've got no idea of the history between the two parties, and it's none of my business. No one else's business bar theirs. He's crossed the line, and he knows he has. He's admitted so when he gave his apology yesterday, and I think there'll be some consequences following for Ricky for the comments that he made. It just you cannot make comments about a player in our competition the way he did.
Yeah.
In the situation and the words that were used as well. It's not great for our game. There's a lot of things wrong with what happened.
Mm. And we're talking about an incident that we're told happened 10 years ago. Put the age on it, you know, Jamin Salmon, 12 years of age. We're now 10 years on. Obviously, there's some if there is to be healing or whatever, but it can't be brought into the forum of an NRL game, you know, post-match NRL game.
No doubt.
So that will take its course over the next... look, I think it goes longer than 24 hours. I must say, though, Cameron... the club not making an announcement? I'm staggered by Canberra not coming out and saying something, that just have sat back and almost like a buck pass, like, oh, no, the NRL handle it. But isn't the coach an employee of the club?
Well, he is. but you see this often, Vossi, don't you? Like, when you tend to have, you know, incidents with players, the clubs, more times than not, they sit back and wait for the NRL to make a decision. And for whatever reason, I'm not too sure, but... I think everyone would much prefer and expect the club to get on the front foot and make a decision around their employee. That's for sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Now, I've got one. I'll just interject here. Joe says, this is boring. Come on, boys. Grow some balls and get into each other. Start up the rivalry from the South Coast. Joe, I don't know what our listeners were expecting this morning. I really don't. Did they really expect me and Cam to come on and have a slanging match? Like,
I did. I was hoping.
Melbourne Storm people.
I tell you something. I usually get out of bed about 10 to 8, right, for this. I was up at 5:30. I was expecting. I was hoping for a slanging match. But anyway.
Sorry. People.
So, from Westfield's disappointed. He says cop out. There is stick it up in Brandy's another one. Pedro's given an observation. He said first round both combatants feeling each other out. 10-10. Second round bring it on. So
he's waiting for the 8:30 news. He's waiting for the 8:30 news.
Kerry O'Brien and I will have a chat during the 8:30 news and see if we can come up with something. Let's take a break.
Yeah, plenty of text messages coming in. As a curtain raiser to the Panther Storm match this Thursday, Cam and Brandy should have a wrestling match. Kill me. Like, I'm too old. SEN should be sued for misleading and deceptive conduct. With today's build-up, the build-up was big, Vossi. You've played it beautifully. But what's happened after that? Nothing. Overhyped, manufactured build-up.
We've still got half an hour to go. I'm going to see if I can take the bear or something. Get you two going on
Fire up.
Ramp it up, guys. Matty Johns here. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Cameron Smith, thanks to the Sporting Globe. Send in your text in the last half hour, 0457 736 736. Thank you, Vanessa. Yes. We are here thanks to Brighton's Lawyers, your local experts in personal injury compensation, and for 4D Doors, Garage Doors Redefined. Visit 4ddoors.com.au. On the text, Besgo of Brisbane says, "Morning, boys. There is more life in Joe Biden than that chat with Brandy and the goat. Feel ripped off. What a non-event." So, Cameron and Brandy, there's pressure on you in the last half hour just to come up with something else.
Jamie said something very similar. He said, what a letdown the spat is. I tuned in expecting Brett Lee, and instead we got Shane Lee.
It's his birthday today, Shane Lee.
I'm glad he used another set of brothers.
Well, Brandy was saying to me earlier today, he always thought Richard Swain was a better hooker than Cameron Smith. I'm coming up with something. Now, listen, boys. Matty Johns is here thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Right now at Chemist Warehouse, get 30% off the Microgenics Vitamins range. Shop in store or online today. And Cameron Smith here, thanks to the Sporting Globe. Catch all the NRL action at the Sporting Globe. Your home of footy. Now, Premier League football over the weekend, the first round, and it's like Christmas for a number of people. But some of the results... Matty Johns, Cameron Smith, Bournemouth, promoted and win. Beat Aston Villa 2-0. And we get to hear their team song for the first time. I want you to rate this in terms of team songs you've heard over time. Here's Bournemouth's song.
Here we are, here to stay, to play again another day. We have been a long time here to survive another 100 years.
Now, I'm going to ask you, is that team song or a funeral? What are we doing here? Is that moving you or not? I suppose you've got to be born in Bournemouth to appreciate
I can imagine the 12,000 people at the stadium all singing that together. It might sound a little better. It's sounding a bit flat, Vossi. I would say that's, you know, in terms of team songs, that's down the bottom.
Melbourne have the great team song, We Are the Storm. Did you ever sing that? We're number one.
No, I think that's like the club song.
Yes.
It's a little bit different to the team song.
Yes.
That the players and the football department sing. Yeah. Which we can't sing on air, actually, so.
Yeah.
It's got a few spleetage in there.
And Matty, did the Newcastle team song remain the same all of your career, Matty, with Newcastle?
Yes, the team song did, I don't mind the Bournemouth one. I think what it lacks, quite seriously, is it's like when you listen to You'll Never Walk Alone with Liverpool. Now, the reason why we love that so much is the tradition. You've heard it so many times. It was off Carousel. It was taken off the musical. But it's such a common song that you hear so much, and it conjures that sort of emotion. I imagine, you know, that Bournemouth song, if you're a Bournemouth fan and you've been brought up with that tradition, it could be quite emotional.
All right. Yeah, well, I'm a Bournemouth fan. I mean, I've hopped on the Bournemouth bandwagon, so, you know, fantastic. And by the way, Brighton and Hove Albion beat Manchester United 2-1. You are our EPL expert, Matty. I mean, how will that go down? I mean, there's some bad signs early. You know, Ronaldo and co left the friendly match early a few weeks ago. The manager's come out and said a few things. Yeah, I'm seeing some bad signs.
Well, I mean, it's been the curse after Alex Ferguson left. When Ferguson left, it was like, oof. The old dictator's gone, righto, and since then, we started with Moyes, they just cannot find the right formula. And as a consequence, they just can't, they can't attract. I mean, Ronaldo came back, but, you know, they're really struggling getting the top liners now to Manchester. And what hurts them even more is that Manchester City, is that they have just become one of the dominant forces in Europe, which is like a double kick in the guts for Man U.
I think me and you have had five different managers since Sir Alex left, maybe 8 years ago.
Yeah. So now, Cameron, now this confirmed, Brandy, you never got to captain your country in the time you played for Australia. Likewise, you, Matty. Cameron Smith, you have captained your country. Just another story, just a bit of fast money, if you like. Michael Hooper, extraordinary situation for the Wallabies. Over the weekend, 24 hours before kickoff, playing Argentina, he said he's not in the right mindset to lead or represent his country and will head home. Well, were you ever in that? Like, it is your job. Do you mind? I'm not the athlete like you blokes are. It is your job.
Mm.
And you're captaining your country, that you could walk away from skippering your country 24 hours out?
Yeah. Obviously, he's not in a great place personally. To make that decision, but no, I must admit I was never in that same position where I felt as though I needed to leave a tour or leave camp. That going on those longer tours, there's always some challenges around that, being away from home for a long time, away from your family and your friends, and being, you know, living out of a suitcase. But no, I've never felt like that at any stage where I felt like I had to leave the team, no. So, you know, let's just hope that Michael Hooper's doing okay, Vossi, because that's a big decision to make, isn't it?
Oh, massive. Huge. 20, not before they go over there, 24 hours before kickoff. Very unusual.
Well, but we don't know the circumstances, what made him do that. That's apart from him saying, you know, he wasn't in the right mindset, we don't know what affected him. It does seem strange, but again, we can't all jump to conclusions and say, well, you know, he should be playing. So, because we don't know the situation.
I'll throw this one at you now. Different one. Another story that's only emerged this morning, Matty, at the Commonwealth Games cricket. So, Talia McGrath's been an absolute superstar for the Australian side. Mm. She tests positive to COVID on the day of the game and is allowed to play because they're the rules in the UK. But then the rules are that she can't celebrate with the team when they have a wicket. She had to stay 5 metres away.
Oh.
And then when they win the goal, the last ball, she stays away, but then she says, bugger it. And she runs in and joins the team. Are we headed that way in rugby league? Can that happen? Can you play with a COVID-positive player, but when you celebrate a try, can they not pack into scrum? Well, I don't know. It just seems a really odd set of rules that we have here at the moment, Matty. Well, get your head around that one.
Well, if that's the case, I wouldn't be able to tackle, which might be a blessing for a few halfbacks out there.
so you can't make a tackle. You can't enjoy a try. You can't pack a scrum. But you can be out there.
Matty, you had Cam Munster on your show last night and Brett Kenny. And it was great to watch some of the old highlights of Brett Kenny and Cam. And I was chatting to Cam Munster in the green room. Before the show, and mate, what an incredible player he is to be flicked back at fullback and score three tries. He's a good guy, Cam Munster. He's different, but he's a good guy, and he's been in some great form.
He's just been incredible, you know, Smithy. It's just the transformation in him physically and mentally. He was sitting there before the show, and we're all just having a chat about his sobriety, and. Really impressive. Really impressive. Talking about, you know, they asked him about, Brett Kenny asked him, you know, when you go to England at the end of the year, and Munster sort of pointed out things that he'll put in place to ensure he doesn't lapse into too old ways. But, mate, he was fantastic. And, you know, as you said, the proof's in the pudding. Over the course of the weekend, it just shows you the benefit of having a fullback or a 5'8". that are interchangeable, because what you saw with Munster was able to sort of pop up here, there and everywhere. And you saw the same with Gutho too, Clint Gutherson, no Mitchell Moses. And he was able to sort of switch in between being a playmaker and the fullback position. So it's just, it's invaluable.
Yeah. He's such a good fullback, fellas. I feel as though if he had a full preseason training there at fullback and sort of changing his fitness, because it's a different fitness playing in the front line to what it is at the back. And then being in that position every day at training with his preparation, he could be in the top three fullbacks of our competition easily. Like, he's our best number six right now in the NRL. If he spent more time at fullback and made that transition, he'd be in the top three fullbacks in the comp easily. Just think back to when you know, Billy missed that season and a half of football in half of 2015 and then all of 16. Like, Cam Munster played the number one jersey, and he was in the top three back then. And this is when he's just starting out his career in first grade. Like, he'd only played maybe 20 or 30 matches up to that point. And speaking with Billy around him playing in that position, like, he's just a guy that he doesn't need a lot of coaching. He just knows where he needs to be, particularly in defence. Like, he can jump in and out of the defensive line. He knows how to prepare a defensive line with numbers each side of the ruck. It's just, he's just a natural. Yeah.
It gives you a bit of a buzz on a Sunday at the moment, because what we're trying to do is we're getting a current star and an old star. So a few weeks ago we had Caelan Ponga and sitting there and Brett Mullins, and you're showing the highlights. And to watch Caelan Ponga sitting watching Brett Mullins' highlights and going, oh my God, wow. And same with last night. We're showing, you know, Brett Kenny's highlights, and Munster's sitting there going, man. He turned to Bert and he said, mate, you're quite fast. And Bert went, yeah.
It's interesting. Pete the plumber, who's the local plumber around here on the northern beaches. He pulled up the other week in front of my place. I was standing at the front. Pete said, "I'm moving on. I'm heading up the Central Coast." So he's not long for the beaches, but he says Frank Stanton. He's a Balmain boy. Frank Stanton brought a wrestling guru to Balmain training session back in the early '80s. Melbourne are utilising Brazilian jiu-jitsu techniques. But Pete said Frank Stanton got the wrestling coach in back in the early 80s.
Oh, there you go. So we've been wording it wrong, Cameron. So if I had have asked you directly, when did Melbourne first have a jiu-jitsu coach? Were Melbourne the first ever jiu-jitsu coach, Cameron?
Oh, look, I'm not aware of the discipline of wrestling that we... that we practiced.
Hang on a second. Yeah. Who was the first CEO of Melbourne? Frank Stanton.
Ah, yes, touche. There we go. We need to take a break. 17-9. Your scoring punch from Matty Johns. Well done. Just be out there. That's most wingers, says Aaron. Thank you for your contribution. Matty Johns here, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Right now at Chemist Warehouse, get 35% off the Microgenics Vitamins range, shop in store or online today. And Cameron Smith here, thanks to the Sporting Globe. Catch all the NRL action at the Sporting Globe, your home of footy. On a Monday morning, we have Pull Up Your Socks, all day socks by Underworks. Pass every test, pick up a pair and test them for yourself. For once, Matty, you don't have to say Newcastle Pull Up Your Socks, although, mind you, the second half was poor, but they won. So where else are you going to go to pull up your socks for Underwoods?
Oh, I think the Broncos got to start winning again. They've had a great season so far, but those sides, like Smithy said before, we're talking off air, Canberra got a good run home, and you don't want to suddenly get to the last few weeks and go, oh, mate, your season's hanging by a thread. They might start getting the shakes. So they got Newcastle this week, which they'd be short price favourites, but nothing's a certainty.
Okay, pull up your socks, the Bronx.
Cameron?
I'm going to go my boys, actually, the Storm. I thought they did what they had to do on the weekend. They were playing the low-placed Titans. And at a point there, they were only, 4 or 6 points ahead. I just felt like they just, and playing at home, they just, I don't know, they're far from their best footy right now. Big week for them to get their stuff right, because they're taking on Penrith out of Penrith.
Now I don't know who I really needed to tell to pull up their socks following the Leichhardt Oval collapse of the, who would I label there? Who's
would you go the big boss? Would you go Dominic Perrottet? Go to the very top.
Probably Dominic Perrottet. Pull up your socks and get some money to Leichhardt Oval.
Brandy, couldn't you have said pull up your socks, Cameron Smith or Matt? Couldn't you have just done something at the end of the show just to go back where we started?
Sorry, Fossey,
pull up your socks, Melbourne. something. couldn't you?
So,
Brandy?
You know what? That wasn't even in my sight, so I wasn't even thinking that
I was
way.
Hoping
Sorry.
It was. I was hoping you had one last punch. You were going to go bang over the top. No? No?
Wow.
Well, I'm going to say, pull up your socks, Melbourne. Yeah.
On
Brandy. On behalf of Brandy, because it's everything he wants to say. Okay, all day socks, Wonderworks pass every test. Pick up a pair and test them for yourself. Now, boys, the birthday game. Before you leave us today, Cameron and Maddie, we have some great birthday. John Laws' birthday today, and I know, Maddie, we don't have time to tell the great John Laws stories that you've got. And putting blokes in headlocks and all of that. But John Laws, how old is he today, Maddie?
I'd say 83.
Okay. Cameron?
No, I'm going to say 85.
Brandy?
I'm going to go one more, 86.
Oh, you're wrong, 87.
Oh, seven.
Keep going up and up and up. He's 87, Lawsy. John Michael Housen is not dead. No. He's still alive, apparently. John Michael Housen, you know, acting Matty Johns. Any thoughts on John Michael Housen?
He got a strife a couple of years ago. He said a few crazy things. I would say John Michael Housen, I'd say 85.
85. Cameron?
I'm going to go a little bit higher, 88.
All right, Brandon.
I'm going to go lower, I think 82.
86, you're all wrong again. Oh. 86, you've gone all around it. Roger Federer's birthday today. One of you might get Roger Federer. His birthday today. How old's Roger?
41.
Cameron? How old you say, Brandy?
41.
41, Cameron?
Yep. I'm going to say he is 40.
40? You, Maddie?
43.
41. Brandy's up. Brandy gets the front. But this is for double points, okay?
Jenny Little.
Tim Mander. Remember Tim Mander, the referee? Woohoo!
Tim Mander. You know, when
he blew at the top. Tim Mander. You know, Timmy Mander in politics 59. These days, I think. Or is he a preacher or is he politics?
Yeah, preacher.
Preacher,
and
is
politics.
He?
I think I think he's done both.
It's a good double. Brandy, what have you got his age, Tim Mander?
57.
57. Cameron?
I'm going to say he's celebrating the big 6-0. 60.
60. Matty Johns?
59.
Oh, damn. 61. Tim Mander, 61. Oh, so Brandy's the winner of the birthday game. Well done, Brandy.
Thanks,
beat Cameron
boys.
In something today.
Appreciate it.
Kicked him. Cameron, have a great week. I don't know what else to say. Looking forward to the captain's run on Thursday. See what you come back with. Get Brandy on as a guest.
I'm happy to have Brandy on.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, get him on as a guest.
See you, Cam. See you, Matty.
See you, Brandy.
See
you,
boys.
See you, Matty.
Well done, Matty. This is Breakfast with Vossie and Brandy here on the Home of Sport, SEN. Vossie and Brandy here. Hope you enjoyed this podcast. Don't forget, you can listen live to the show every weekday morning from 6 till 9.
Tune in through 1170 AM in Sydney or anywhere in the world through the SEN app.